आप सुन रहे हैं ईबीसी रेडियो WWTR 1170 AM Bridgewater, आपकी चॉइस।
Good afternoon, friends. You are listening to EBC Radio 1170 AM, Aapki Choice. And I'm your host, Alka. Today, we are diving into a topic that's becoming increasingly relevant in children's health, pediatric celiac disease. Joining us in the studio is a very special guest, Dr. Ashwin Agarwal, a highly respected pediatric gastroenterologist. And Dr. Agarwal brings valuable insight into how celiac disease affects young patients. So I would like to talk a little bit about who is Dr. Ashwin Agarwal. Ashwin Agarwal is a medical director at Pediatric Celiac Disease Center, part of the Children's Health Network at Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health, and clinical assistant professor, Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson's Medical School, and also pediatric gastroenterologist at Unterberg Children's Hospital at Monmouth Medical Center. With that, join me to welcome Dr. Ashwin Agarwal on EBC Radio. Doctor, a very warm welcome. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on your show. It's an honor to be on the show. I've been listening to the show since I've been a child.
Oh, wow. That's really, you know, very fabulous to hear that you had been listening to EBC. You grew up with EBC past 20
years.
Yeah, very nice to hear that. And Doctor, today's topic is very, very close to my heart. And I can understand this disease, how it really gives, like, especially the person who has the celiac disease, how they have to overcome with so many challenges. But with your help, with so many different things available in the market, I think the life probably is a little easier now. So can you tell us a little bit briefly, what is celiac disease, and especially for parents who may be hearing this term for the very first time?
Sure. So celiac disease is an autoimmune disease where our body's immune system reacts abnormally to when we eat gluten. And gluten is a protein that's found in wheat, barley, and rye.
Mm-hmm.
And then when someone who has celiac disease eats this wheat product, it actually damages the lining of our small intestine. And our small intestine has these little villi. They're like finger-like projections that help break down and absorb nutrients. So as they get damaged, it causes damage to our body. We can't absorb nutrients properly, and it can lead to a variety of symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And, one of the important distinctions is that this is not a food allergy. It is actually an autoimmune disease. So it is a disease that is lifelong if you have it.
Okay, so you said it's not a food allergy. It's a celiac disease, it's not food. It is a, so when we say that somebody is on gluten-free diet or they have allergy with gluten or any other, say, peanuts or nuts, so that is something different, or is it part of celiac disease?
Yeah, so it's different. So you can have an allergy to, like, the peanuts where you have, rashes, vomiting, trouble breathing.
Mm-hmm.
The issue with celiac disease is that the protein found in wheat is actually causing physical damage in the intestine, and that leads to a variety of symptoms.
Hmm.
And you can have also a wheat allergy, but that's different. That's where you're getting the hives, the shortness of breath, things like that, which is
okay.
Different than the celiac disease.
All right. So that really made it clear because gluten-free, I hear so much around, people are it's increasing more and more nowadays. So how common is celiac disease in children, and do we know how it affects South Asian populations specifically?
Yeah, great question. So celiac disease affects about 1 to 2 children in about 100, so it's 1 to 2% of our population.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a condition that not only affects the Western world, but all over. Every country has celiac disease.
Hmm.
And then recent studies in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, it has shown that the rates of celiac disease in these countries may actually be higher than our Western counterparts. And because awareness in these countries is still growing, many of these children don't get diagnosed or get misdiagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
So usually I say it's about 2% of the population has celiac disease.
Okay. So now let's talk about symptoms and diagnosis. So many parents associate tummy pain with something minor, maybe gas or a stomach bug, right? when you get, you normally think that. So what signs or symptoms should raise concern for possible celiac disease?
So, yeah, very true that occasional stomach pain is something usually harmless. With celiac disease, you can have a wide range of symptoms. Some of them are gastrointestinal and others are not. So if you're having ongoing stomach pain, bloating, or diarrhea that's not going away, constipation that's hard to manage, you can, because it leads to issues with our nutrition, you can have poor weight gain or slow growth, like they're not gaining weight or height.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a delayed puberty. You can have other symptoms not related to the stomach at all, like short stature, dental problems, rashes, even fatigue and headaches. And actually, the largest portion of patients with celiac disease don't actually even know they have it.
Hmm.
They have either very vague symptoms or mild symptoms, so they don't even see that they have these symptoms.
Wow. So, friends, those who have just joined us, we are talking to Dr. Ashwin Agrawal. This is our health education series, and we should thank Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health for sponsoring this segment. And our topic today is pediatric celiac disease. So if you or anybody you know, this is a perfect show for you to know more about celiac disease. So doctor, can you walk us through how celiac disease is diagnosed in children? Is it just a blood work test or something more involved?
Sure. So the first step is a blood test, and it looks specifically for antibodies. These are signals that our body produces when it reacts to gluten. And the most common of these antibodies is called the tissue transglutaminase IgA, or otherwise known as the DTG-IgA. And if this blood test is positive, your doctor will recommend seeing a pediatric gastroenterologist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the only way to truly diagnose celiac disease is with an upper endoscopy. And this is a short procedure where the child's under anesthesia and asleep, and then we take a little scope and go into their mouth, the esophagus, and then stomach into their small intestine,
mm-hmm.
and take tiny little biopsies. And on the biopsies, we look for signs of the celiac disease. Now, the one very important thing to know here
mm-hmm.
is that if you think your child or yourself has celiac disease, or if the blood test comes back positive, you need to continue eating gluten until you see the pediatric gastroenterologist.
Hmm.
If you remove the gluten, your body starts to heal, and then we can't give an accurate diagnosis.
Okay. So, but in the case where a child or whoever have this disease may or may not be able to tolerate gluten. So if it is very severe or, you know, they're allergic with gluten, for instance, and they also have celiac disease, so how do they do that?
Yeah, so if you have a wheat allergy, that becomes challenging. If you're having symptoms to celiac disease, sometimes we are able to reduce the gluten to maybe, you know, two slices of bread a day or equivalent,
mm-hmm.
so we can at least get the diagnosis.
Okay.
And most times I'm able to see a patient fairly rapidly in my clinic, so we can get this done fairly quickly.
Hmm. Okay. So let's talk about treatment and lifestyle. So is celiac disease something a child can outgrow, or is it a lifelong condition?
So since celiac disease is an autoimmune disease, it is a lifelong condition, and children do not outgrow it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have celiac disease, their immune system is going to always react to the gluten. And even if they're feeling fine and they eat gluten, you know, accidentally, or, you know, they eat it because they're feeling okay, it can still be causing silent damage to their intestine and cause long-term health problems like poor growth, anemia, and as we get older, fertility issues, osteoporosis, which is low bone density, and fractures, and even increase the risk of some intestinal cancers.
Okay.
So the good news is, though, that the treatment is sounds simple, but is more challenging. The treatment is being on a very strict gluten-free diet.
Mm-hmm.
And with this, the intestine heals, and the kids will grow and thrive normally. And there's a wide range of a variety now of delicious and nutritious food
mm-hmm.
without wheat, barley, or rye that gives them a lot more options now than even 5-6 years ago.
True. Now even pizza store where it's full of flour, you can get the gluten-free pizza now.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that is really great. Like, a lot of options are there, but still it's a challenging life for the person who's allergic. But but there are many, many options. You get pasta, you can, like, things you can't even imagine. Now you get frozen rotis, you get gluten-free flour, and, you know, you can make cakes, pastries, so many different variety of things are available. But still, one has to be very mindful to read the ingredients and to read the, you know, every time in the restaurants or anywhere they go, they need to make sure that the chef understands what problem they have and they don't go through the problem afterwards.
Correct. And, you know, that's part of our job. It's to raise awareness of it so people know what it is, mm-hmm. so they understand what it is, so that when they do go out, other people also know, and it makes their life easier as they go along.
Yes. All right, Doctor. So now let's, like, we understand you're part of New Jersey's only comprehensive pediatric celiac disease center. So can you tell us more about what makes it special?
Sure. So I'm the medical director and also who created the first and only multidisciplinary pediatric celiac disease center in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually one of these centers. It's one in 10 centers recognized nationally by the Society for the Study of Celiac Disease.
Mm-hmm.
And what we offer is we offer comprehensive diagnosing, testing, and support for children who have celiac disease or either think they have celiac disease.
Hmm.
So this means not only do you have access to expert pediatric gastroenterologists,
mm-hmm.
but also you have other people there to help you and support you and your child to succeed. So this means we have expert dietitians with expertise in the gluten-free diet. Mm-hmm. We have access to social workers to help with school issues. And we even have access to therapists to help manage other issues that occur. Sometimes, you know, anxiety over eating food because you're concerned it has the cross-contamination,
mm-hmm.
or going out with friends to eat and things like that.
Okay. So all that services the center provides, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So now South Asian-specific considerations you're going to talk. So many South Asian diet includes a lot of wheat, like as we just discussed, roti, naan, and parathas.
Mm-hmm.
That's our daily, everyday meal. So how challenging is a gluten-free diet in a community, and how do families cope?
Yeah, so you're very right. It's a challenging diagnosis initially. You know, in our South Asian diet, wheat is our staple, right? The naan, roti, parantha, you know, puri, mm-hmm. for our festivals.
Yes.
So being gluten-free initially will feel overwhelming. But the good news is most families will adapt successfully. And that's because there's many naturally gluten-free staples in our cuisine.
Hmm.
So that's going to be our, you know, our rice, our lentils, our dal, you know, besan, which is chickpea flour, mukki, the corn flour,
mm-hmm.
Millet.
Yes.
And then, as you said, there's also now, you know, gluten-free atta mixes, gluten-free rotis you can get from the freezer section,
mm-hmm.
Even gluten-free like dosas and sweets. So there's lots more options that you can find, but you have to do everything that is gluten-free or use the different flour mixes that are gluten-free.
Yes.
And then, you know, in our center, we also use apps. There's different apps that you can use. So, you know, when your child or you are shopping in the store, you can scan things,
mm-hmm.
and find out if it's gluten-free or not. So these all make, you know, life with having celiac disease easier. But, yes, initially it is definitely a challenge.
Yeah. I mean, it is, they have to just, you know, adopt the life of being good, gluten-free with the allergies or celiac disease, and they have to be very, very careful because...
Definitely. And then it's also important for the schools, you know, your extended family, the community to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go out to other places, you know, community events, grandparents, they know what gluten-free is so that the children are not accidentally exposed.
That is a bigger challenge than eating, you know, right food, because they don't understand. People who have not gone through these problems or they are not aware of, so they don't understand how severe it is and why one person is not expressing so much, is being quiet, and they just try to adjust as a little child, you know. You don't want to keep saying that I can't eat this food. So they just avoid. So then, you know, some people don't understand, so which is a challenging thing, but... more and more, it's happening now. So I guess hoping people will understand what families go through and what children go through.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, Doctor, final thoughts. How can families connect with your center if they want to schedule a consultation or learn more about it?
Sure. So we have a website. They can, if they search Pediatric Celiac Disease Center for RWJ, Barnabas Health, they'll see our website. you know, my team, myself, we're happy to meet with any families. They can call our office. Our office phone number is 732-923-6080. Mm-hmm. We also have, you know, events every so often on living a gluten-free life at our LiveWell Center here in Edentown, New Jersey. So our next one is August 26th. Mm-hmm. We're doing a back-to-school celiac disease program. It'll be both in person and virtual, so they can go to the website and also register for that.
So anybody can register there?
Anyone from the community.
So can you repeat the site again where they can find the webinar or in person?
Mm-hmm. So if they go to the LiveWell Center, so LiveWell Center at RWJ Barnabas Health, mm-hmm. and if they look at the calendar of events on mm-hmm. August 26th, we'll be having the back-to-school celiac disease program. It's both virtually mm-hmm. for anyone, and then in person, if you wanted to come in, so we're happy to have you here in person.
So if any adults are who are going through the same problem, can they join as well, or is it just for children?
They can join as well, but the focus will be on children. It'll be focused on, you know, going back to school with celiac disease.
Okay. Mainly parents would be joining, but learning more about children, right?
Yes, and the children are welcome to join too. So there'll be a hands-on cooking demonstration. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll have our dietitian, social worker, psychologist there. So it should be a good event.
All right, great. Thank you so much, Doctor, for coming on EBC and letting my listeners know about celiac disease and how they have to be aware, and so much good information you provided. And I would like to thank Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health for sponsoring this health education series, and looking forward to have you more on the radio.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my pleasure being here.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.